Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Let's get to our friend JJ Carafano, please.
You know, I was born in the South. South Bronx.
Jim Carafano from Heritage joining us this Friday morning. And, Jim, a somber event taking place in New York City, and I'm sure the nation's capital today as well.
You know, it's funny how, because I've been following this on Twitter, because actually I've been like swamped the last couple of days and really haven't, I didn't even remember what day it was. but you know, the country, you know, we've got COVID and China and elections and everything else. And to watch people kind of stop on a dime and pivot and remember, oh, my God, this happened to America, you know, and to care about the victims and reflect on what it means, it kind of makes me proud to be an American today, that people recognize the importance of their past and recognize the importance of connecting to it, which is something we've actually been trying to not do the last couple of months, trying to purge it all. but I just think that this is great. I mean, you know what? You know, let me think. Let me run the numbers in my head. Yeah. You know, I was alive, not quite 20 years after Pearl Harbor, but I remember as a kid, you know, on Pearl Harbor Day, 20 years later, nobody even they didn't have Twitter, but there wasn't this great pause and reflection. This is like two decades ago, and for Americans, it's still visceral. I think that's amazing.
I think, Jim, and I've said it earlier, they need to pause every Zoom class in every middle school and high school in America today, and they need to interrupt it by rerunning coverage of what happened that day. Because, we've got 17, 18-year-olds who obviously don't remember this, weren't alive yet, and we need to drive home what happened so that we can always be vigilant.
I don't remember if I told you this, but you know, a couple of years ago, we made a short documentary. It's on YouTube. It's called Why We Fight and America's Longest War. And I took three people who were all in kindergarten when 9/11 happened, and I gave them cameras and I said, go out and find people that were here on 9/11 and have them tell you what happened and why this should be meaningful. One of the people they talked to was Rumsfeld's military assistant in the Pentagon. And he told a story about, you know, after the Pentagon was blown up and they were rebuilding it, that they swore that they would have the rebuilding done by the anniversary of 9/11. And on Christmas Eve, they went to the workers and they said, I choke up every time I tell the story. They went to the workers and they said, look, we're ahead of schedule, so you guys can take Christmas off. And the workers said, no. You know, and if the guys were out there fighting, they were going to get that building done. Really amazing story.
Well, that is amazing.
Can't tell it and not choke up.
I know. Because everybody you talk to knows somebody who either lost someone or had a close call that day. We've got friends who had one who had an office in the Pentagon and didn't happen to be at work that day, but might have been impacted in that wing had he been there. So it's still raw emotion, even 19 years later.
That's the point is, people say, well, we've lost way more people to COVID than 9/11, but that's not the point. The virus doesn't know what it's doing. It's just trying to survive. This was a conscious act by evil people, and they weren't just trying to kill 3,000 people. It was attack on every single living American. It was an attack on all of us. And that's why it's not like COVID. It's not like traffic accidents. Terrorism is different because it's meant to not just kill people, but to make all of us fearful and afraid and not comfortable to sleep in our own beds at night. And evil like that, that, you know, when Thomas Jefferson said the price of freedom is eternal vigilance, that's what he was talking about. Because when you turn your back and when you step back, that's when evil people will come out and they will take your family and they will take your home and they will take your life.
Well said. For a brief moment after 9/11, the country kind of refocused and did unify. Unity is a hard word to use these days, but they did. I remember on the steps of the Congress when they joined arms and sang our national anthem. I mean, it was a moment of national unity. I remember the tear running down my face when I watched that. Seems like so long ago.
Well, you know, sadly it didn't. It didn't last, though, right?
No, I mean, it didn't last.
After Katrina, after, you know, the Iraq War, you know, we just went back to political divisiveness. And sadly, the history of the last decade is not the things that brought us together in 9/11. The history of the last decade is how we can use misfortune to our political advantage and tear us apart. And, you know, I think the COVID response is a good example. It was not a 9/11 moment where Americans came together. It was a moment where people said, well, how can I take advantage of this to win political power?
Yeah.
That's not what sustains us. That's why when I went on Twitter today and I saw everybody remembering 9/11, and I actually went back and watched our documentary, which I haven't done in a while, and I swear I just cried. I think the better elements of our nature will rise above all of this. And today, I think, just reminds me that that's going to be true.
It's a great point. Jim Carafano, is that documentary still available at Heritage website?
It's on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
So you just
good.
Go to YouTube, and it's called Why We Fight in America's Longest War. And what I, like I said, what I love about it is I just gave these kids cameras, and I said, you know, go out and talk to people and find out what happened. And we did it without a script, and the story just kind of wrote itself. And I, like I said, some of the stories in there I had never heard before, and people talk about.
Wow.
You know, including one woman who's a nurse in the Pentagon. She was a volunteer nurse, and she was there on 9/11. And when she went home, her car was covered with smoke, you know, dust and stuff. And she goes, you know, part of this is from the Pentagon. This is people burned. And part of their ashes are spread on my car. I mean, and she just broke down and cried.
Powerful stuff. I'm going to put a link to that up on our, we'll put a link up on our blog. Hopefully people can go there and watch that today. Jim, thank you for your thoughts on that, my friend. Have a good weekend.
You too, my friend.
All right, we'll talk soon.
God
appreciate
bless you.
That. Absolutely. Lieutenant Colonel J.J. Carafano, we should also point out there, as you can tell the emotion in his voice telling that story. Wow.
Get more at 971talk.com.